on the KSRO live line. Well, you already know about KSRO's Heroes of October event. They are scheduled for about a week before the fire anniversary next month. And that was for a purpose, because we didn't know what people might want to do on the anniversary itself. And the city of Santa Rosa, the county of Sonoma have been thinking about that too. On the live line with us this morning is the vice mayor of Santa Rosa, Chris Rogers. Good morning, Chris.
Morning, Pat.
No easy task that you were tasked with, trying to put together something for the 8th and the 9th of October, but you have.
Yeah, that's right, Pat. So we are still working on the final details, but after taking in the input from folks and really hearing sort of what others in other areas who had gone through tragedies had done in order to commemorate it a year in, we really wanted to hit sort of both a somber tone, but also a pretty mellow tone. And I will tell you, a lot of the feedback that I got from fire survivors is that they didn't want to be in Sonoma County, let alone participate in any type of event.
Yeah, I've heard that
and
too.
Yeah, you know, when we talk about recovery, we talk about it in terms of numbers and how many homes are being built. But if your home is not one of those that's under construction or hasn't been completed, it doesn't feel like recovery to you yet.
Yeah.
So we really wanted to be respectful of that. And so what you'll be seeing from the city and the county is an opportunity for folks to come down to the square and check out chalk. And we'll have
chalk.
Squares that'll be laid out. Yeah, chalk. Squares that'll be laid out where individuals can put a thank you. They can draw a picture. They can put a complaint. They can do whatever they feel like represents how they are feeling about the recovery and how they are feeling about Sonoma County. And we're going to turn it into an art walk.
That's a great idea.
Just self-expression from folks who have been affected by the fire, Pat.
Well, I think it's a novel idea, and it's a very interesting idea. And you know, there are as many varying opinions about what to do on the anniversary of the fires as there are people living here and who lived through it, as you said, Chris. And I think the idea of coming to the square and literally having your own square to put whatever you want to in there is a great idea.
Yeah, we'll have the poet laureate will be there. The firefighters will do the ceremonial ringing of the bell to remember the lives that were lost.
Yes.
And we have begun discussions about what a appropriate piece of art to commemorate what we all went through will look like, but that will take years.
Yes.
And we didn't want to try to rush it and have it done by the 1 year anniversary. So we figured giving people the self-expression was going to be important. I do know, I heard yesterday that Coffee Strong is also going to be, it sounds like, having a candlelight vigil. It'll be also a more somber note as well.
Yes, and of course it will be. You know, the thing in the square, Chris, it sounds almost like the AIDS quilt in chalk. That is, you know, people use that sort of thing to commemorate a certain person's life or experience, and commemorating a person's experience is what this is all about.
That's right, Pat.
And it's
very personal to people.
Very. It can't get more personal than this. And I'm sure that many of the communities around Sonoma County will have their own particular commemorations if people are interested in taking part in those. I think this is a terrific idea. Now, these chalk squares, Chris, how long will they be in the square?
I believe we're going to try to have them up for about a week.
Great.
So folks can come by and see them.
Yeah, I'd like
to
see that.
To them and document them.
I think that's a terrific idea. And
yeah, the goal, Pat, is to do this in partnership with all of the other events. I know KSRO is going to be hitting more of a high note about a week before, and we just wanted to have something that was mellow and appropriate.
It sounds like a fantastic idea, and so individual, as we said. You know, the experience is so individual. We have a collective feeling about it, but it's so different depending on who you are and where you were and where you are at today. So I just think it's a terrific and heartfelt idea. Good on you.
Yeah, and we're still finding, Pat, as I'm sure you are, that people still have a need to tell their story. And
yes,
this is just another opportunity for them to do so.
Absolutely. I think it's a great idea, and we'll talk more about it as we get closer. But Vice Mayor Rogers, thank you very much for sharing that information on KSRO this morning.
Absolutely. You take care, Pat.
All right. I'll see you at the Santa Rosa birthday party tomorrow.
Absolutely. We'll be out there ready for some cake.
Okay. Sounds good. That is Vice Mayor Chris Rogers on the city and county plan for the fire anniversary itself for the 8th and for the 9th of October. I think it's a great idea. And I think you might too.